Okay, once again, we are back. And a matter of fact, it's been a long time. It's been too long, Lord. What do you think? It's been so long, right?
Way too long.
It's been way too long. But anyway, we want to let you guys know that this has been something we just did fun. It's kind of like a hobby. It's kind of something kind of we do on the weekends, but we realize it's actually Wednesday. It ain't the weekends. But here we are once again. And we are, what, like 9 months in?
9 months.
Nine months into a relationship, I realized that she's not the Wicked Witch of the West. She's the Wicked Witch of the East. And I'm the wizard that was, folled the Yellow Brick Road. And Dorothy, me and her, we have a relationship. And Toto, I'm kicking Toto out.
Toto,
yeah.
Lulu.
Yeah, Toto and Lulu. Like, we don't like Toto and Lulu, but we do go every now and again.
I like Toto.
Well, a couple of dollars, at the strip club. Toto and Lulu, they get them.
Toto. You don't like Toto.
Well, she thought it was funny when we went to Lowe's and it was the thing called Stripper. Basically you take the paint off the walls, but she put $2 bills on it to can and walked away and laughed.
Yeah, but they couldn't handle it.
Well, they couldn't handle it, especially when
they kicked me out.
Well, they kicked it out. You know why they kicked you out?
Why?
Because you told everybody that
they couldn't handle it.
Because strippers like to, they like to walk on money. And she's like, I'm gonna put this right on these strippers, long story short, we're back again. We want to say, listen, we have a couple things to talk about, and we're literally going to do this on a whim. Basically, we're going to think about what we want to talk about, and I think everybody's going to be like, we should have talked about that a long time ago. Am I right?
But we did.
Yeah, we did. We did. So anyway, we just want to let everybody know that friendships, relationships, life, flat world people, round world spear people, or people that just have big feet and they're upset because they're a little embarrassed because they can't wax their toes. Let's be honest. we know one personally, but we're not gonna say any names. Kathy Zimmerman. But we think that if you have a salon, you should really represent that salon. And we're going to talk salons about today because, listen, women, like, you guys really, really need to come together and be like, we're tired of the gossip. We're tired of the drama. Because honestly, they did a scientific investigation, and statistically, they found out that all the gossip and all the drama comes from salons. That's
absolutely
what happens. And then what happens is they go and tell the kids
people
that.
Talk shit about
and then the kids.
Other
and,
people.
Yeah. So by the way, it all happens in salons. So we have one salon that actually doesn't have that happen. It's called the Hair Factory. It's in Ormond Beach. And if you guys really want to know, it's the place you can go and, honestly just have a good time and not worry about anybody having any drama. I would personally.
No drama.
No drama for your mama.
No drama.
So.
You want to follow the grapevine? Find somebody else.
Yeah, well, there is raisins in there, but I think they're prunes because, quite frankly,
Who cares?
I'm a prune. Are you a prune?
No.
One day I'll be a prune.
Find your own prune then.
Okay, so you want to say grapevine. So let's talk about the raisins and the grapevine. Because I used to like watching Michael Jackson videos when they actually used to dance to the grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine. But maybe I'll be a prune.
My grapevine.
But I'll be a big ass grape.
But
they'll be like, what, is that a grape or is that a prune? I'll be like, I'm a prune.
Depends on how old you are.
Well, I just want to be bigger than
a
grape.
You're probably a grapevine. I might be a prune because younger than me.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Even though I look better than you.
Dude, we're actually sounding crazy right now, but the truth of the matter is these places are worse than an old lady's sewing circle. Yeah, they are because people just talk and they talk and they talk and they have nothing better to do. See, us guys, a good thing about us guys is we don't give a fuck. We literally do not give a fuck. I want you ladies to like listen to me very, very, very closely because I want to help you guys out. I'm going to help you guys out about just a perspective that maybe you can take in life. And quite frankly, you don't have to take it. You can do what the fuck you want. But I want you all to just call me. Call Tony B.
Call Laura B.
Well, honestly.
Because I am more of a guy's girl.
I'm waiting to get my website up and everybody can call
quiet.
Me. No. See?
Yeah.
See? Do you hear that? Yeah. Exactly, guys.
Be quiet.
Just listen to the ladies. Okay, tell them what you want to say.
Am I a ladies guy?
Absolutely.
Okay. How many of those have you found?
The first time I met her, she was actually tying bow ties at...
Full of shit. Bow ties?
Okay. She didn't want to say she's tying bow ties. Okay, she was tying balloons. She was a clown at a jumping competition. What was it called?
Froggies.
No, it was called a long jump, and it was the Special Olympics.
He has no clue.
The truth of the matter is... We're all okay. The problem is she's an ultimatum. But we're all going to catch up. All right, so it's been 9 months. Me and her are still chilling. We still don't hate each other. We still, like, look at each other and, like, you know what? Your cheeks are getting a little bigger today. And, like, honestly, I think you're going bald. And, they, and like, you know what?
Maybe
I think
you are.
Maybe you should cut your hair. And she's like, you know what? Maybe you should cut your hair.
I did cut my hair.
Well, you shouldn't cut your hair. Don't comb it that way, Tony, because you look like you're bald when you comb it. And I'm like, I'm, you know, it's okay, though. Yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm good with it. You know, and honestly, we're still here. We're still, like, looking at each other right now.
And?
Like, and I have not woke up yet. And the lightning has not struck
in
the morning.
Things have happened. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed. We have not played Monopoly yet because we know we're too competition. Honestly, be honest. Me and you both are very, very much so. I mean, we can't play Monopoly.
Yeah, we can.
She's competitive. And quite frankly,
very much so.
She says, you know, nobody's supposed to own free parking. But I own free parking. She's like, well, nobody owns that. But you know what? You know why I own that? Because I'm the banker. And the banker always owns everything. You know, but I let her go to Boston Place every now and again. And if she goes to Boardwalk, she'll sit there and watch people. You know, and I'm like, you know what? It's going to be another $200, but I'll give you $400 when you pass go.
Anyway, I don't know. You can give me any night.
Long story short, they didn't take our money at the club, but it's okay. It's okay. So, honestly, this is a really, really bad idea, I think, to do the Anchor. You know, I don't know why they call it Anchor. And quite frankly, I like Anchor. Do you know why I like Anchor?
Why?
Because one guy that actually told me to do Anchor for free said, you know, do Anchor free. You know. But just whatever you do, you know, don't tell Donald Trump about it. Because if it becomes political, the next thing you know, 30 years ago, when you shake your dick in front of the crowd, like, I used to have slipping slides, okay, in my house with Jell-O pools in the end, okay? And quite frankly, I don't like my Jell-O pools. Crocodile pools in the end is what we call them. Peanut butter jelly sandwich with Doritos on them. Everybody used to come from all around the town, the tri-state area. And, you know.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I decided not to be a judge, you know, because I'm not going to judge nobody. You know, because, you know, honestly, you can't slide down that slide and be judged. Like, everybody slides down a slide
different. You slide down the slide all the time.
And quite frankly, I just want everybody to know, that you can't judge people. You can't.
No, you can't.
You know, I don't care if you're on the Supreme Court or not. You know why? You know what I don't like? The Supreme Judge likes Supreme pizzas. You know why they like Supreme pizzas? Because they want everything on it. They want, like, I like olives, but then why are they picking the olives off? You know? They're like, why are they picking the onions off? You know? Why are you picking pepperonis off? Why can't we put our check mark on the fucking application? I'm Italian. Where's my check mark at? I'm just all on the subject. We're not gonna talk about that right now.
But what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that we are here still, and we are loving life, and we smile every day. And sometimes my face hurts in the morning because I laugh so much.
That's because you live with me.
No, because I look at myself. I'm very funny looking.
No, that's because you live with me.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I do.
And I smile in the morning because
I do. And honestly, like, it's
you.
I've been trying to teach her how to dance for like 7 months now, and we are now at the.
But now at this point,
like MC Hammer song, you can't touch this
because of the fact that, like, now I really own myself. I love myself. Maybe I'll dance better.
And honestly, I can hear her every morning when she loves herself, and you know, it's honestly, I'm okay with
that.
Am
I that loud?
Yeah, you are. But no, honestly,
you really hear it.
You have to stop.
What do you hear?
The whipped cream.
What does it sound like?
Can I have one time, like, actually put whipped cream on my fucking donuts or my fucking coffee or my fucking pancakes? The whipped cream's always gone, guys, around here. Always gone. But it's okay.
I don't use whipped cream.
But she plays that song, Whip It. Whip it real good. And then, honestly, I'm just happy that she found herself because
I'm wet enough by myself. I don't need whipped cream.
All right. So anyway, we're all crazy.
You're crazy. Well, I hear you all the time.
Well, you know, honestly, the song, that, I didn't know that she wrote this song. And it, what was it called? I make you crazy.
I make you crazy.
I didn't realize that until her mom came in and she had a higher pitch. What did your mom say? I make you crazy. And your dad came in. I make you crazy. And then I'm like, Dad.
And
he hit me over the head with an oar. And then, like, I'm like,
he came all over my face.
And he said, well, you know, remember? Honestly, he said, I'm not the daddy. So I'm like, I'm not the daddy either. I already took the test. So he said, listen, this is how we're going to do it, Tony. Okay. You know, he's like, my name, you know, I did not mean to bring Pop Rocks with me. And I know your dad was in the Vietnam War.
Pop Rocks.
Yeah, I I'm glad he didn't get caught, you know, because I like guys that don't get caught. You know, but, you know, 4th of July came around, 4th of July came around, and he didn't get, we were playing techno music, and we had, red, white, and blue, different types of colors going around the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, and honestly, we do this on Halloween too, God, by the way. You're more than welcome to come over.
We haven't done Halloween yet.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, the seagull.
We haven't done the hoo-hoo.
The seagull that swallowed that. Like, honestly, like, we have a seagull that we train every year, and that's how we usually.
I don't know what he's talking about.
She doesn't know what he's talking about.
Seagull? But,
yeah, because, like, me and her, like, we studied.
Every year?
Yeah, we studied how the penguins and the seagulls.
For 9 months.
And the pigeons.
Every year?
Yeah, that's how we, like, deliver drugs, because the penguins, like.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You know, but they can see him coming. When it's green, it means go. And it means, it was red, it means stop. Yeah. So, anyway, I guess I should tell you guys that. Anyway, every drug dealer should get into to seagulls and pigeons, by the way. And pigeons, they always remind me of my ex-girlfriends. I mean, especially when they walk around like that.
I bet.
You know, I mean, scary. Come on, that head knobbing. I mean, come on. I mean, honestly, I get turned on a little
bit.
But
was it good?
Oh, shit, I'm on air. I shouldn't tell anybody that. Okay, don't tell anybody this.
Did you fuck her in her face?
No, I didn't come, but I went. And I came back again.
Oh, no. You came in my face.
Anyway,
you
all right, we're definitely doing small talk right now. I'm sorry for burning your brain cells. But I want everybody to know that I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. I hate you. And I'm not going to call you and say, I just called to say I love you. No, I called to say, fuck you. I don't like you. And honestly, matter of fact, before I even go on a date with you, let me see what your mom looks like before we go any further, because I know that's what's going to look like when you get older. And quite frankly, I want to know what I'm getting involved in.
You didn't say that to me.
Well, you know why? Because I knew that you were, you know, she's from a different place, okay? I knew when she howled at the moon and when she, you know, dug up, you know, different bodies in the backyard. And,
no, honestly.
Well, I'm talking about cats.
The real reason.
Cats. She, like her cat now that she has.
The real reason. What would happen if I said no or yes?
I met her at, like, karaoke.
What would happen?
And I didn't know that it had, like, sound effects on the microphone. But she sounded so good that day. Like, she was doing some Akon. Like she's like, I'm in love with a stripper. I'm like, well, goddamn. And I didn't realize that she was just in love with a stripper because her house got painted wrong and she had to strip the paint off. And I was like, damn, okay. Well, anyway, she tricked me, and that's how I got here. And honestly, I passed out because there's very strong fumes in her house. And I woke up, like, what, like, 5 days later? And then, like, honestly, I felt so, I was drooling on myself, and she took care of me. She wiped the drool off my mouth, and she was like, you know, I got you. And I couldn't move, but I just winked at her, and she's like, I got you. And then she shot my
honestly,
face.
Honestly, you just looked in my eyes, and that was it.
Yeah, and then she shot my face. I don't remember what happened.
Santa suit.
Anyway, I want to let everybody know that we're actually kidding, and it's super bad. Because actually, you women, you wish that would happen, don't you? Because they're not happening. Because I know, I understand. You both, all of you women out there, you know, you think that guys rule the world. But you guys don't understand.
No, I rule the world.
You guys do rule the world. You do, you know, because my car, it can go on the road. It can go
if
in
it's
the water.
Like hot
it can.
And
it's
wet,
a helicopter.
That rules the world.
I'm going to tell you a little story of what happened. Okay, so. All right, so I was out and about with my friends, and I knew that day that I need to wash my car. You know, and I paid a lot of money for this car. You know, and basically this car can go on the road, it can go on the water, it can also go in the sky. Okay, yes, it is done by Tesla. Yes, me and Elon Musk, we got together on this, and Elon Musk, he wanted to come out with some cologne and call it Musk. I'm like, no, you can't do that, Eli. I mean, Elon, you gotta. Come with a better name with Elon Musk. He's like, you know, because honestly, you look like a deep formed guy from West Virginia that his mom
I've
is.
I've never met him.
Well, let's be honest. He looks like a short bus special guy, but at the end of the day, you know, he doesn't know how to talk too well. So I just say write it down and talk after that. All right, let's get back to the subject. So, I drove my car into the. And honestly, this is documented. You can look this up, by the way, everybody. And when I drove my car into the lake, they didn't know if I was gonna come out. They're like, you know, this is the first guy that came and took Elon Musk, you know. And I told him, don't put your cologne in this car when I went in. So I smelled cologne and I knew it from there. It was air leak inside when I got underneath the water. But I did find the Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster happened to be my ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Now, she had a big neck, and I was thinking to myself, maybe we can do something with this, because last time I seen her, her neck wasn't that big. So, well, they used to call her names, you know, and all end with neck. You can put anything you want to. You can put piece of neck, Twinkie neck. You can put broke neck. You can put back neck. Whatever you want to put into it, it all makes sense, okay? All right, so whatever you want to say. All right, but don't call her redneck, okay? Because you know we don't know what happened over there yonder. So after I realized that you know that I was losing air, and Elon Musk had used his cologne, and spray too much musk in the vehicle that I was riding in, and I realized that Oprah actually was a fish. So Oprah Winfrey came down. I'm like, Oprah, what are you doing? And Oprah said, B-b-b-b-b-b-b. She was like under the water, so I couldn't really hear her. So I came up, and Oprah Winfrey said, "You just won a brand new." And I'm like, "What?" And she, I don't know. After that, you know, she said, "B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b name again? Jimmy Kimmel. Oh no, Kimmel. Oh, actually, yes. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel got upset because he invests all his money into kettle corn, and it didn't work out too well. I told him to put more nuts in it because delay. You know, let's not talk about that. What was it called? All right, Ellen DeGeneres. So she was trying to be generous, and I said, listen, you know, I can't be that generous. I can only give a tip, you know, like, I got good tips for people.
No, that's not true.
No, yeah, I get good tips.
You have a lot.
Yeah, but I can't give them the whole thing.
You
have a lot to give out. Yeah, but, you know, I might write a book, you know, and me and Dr. Seuss are getting together, and we're going to make this happen. Okay? On Wednesdays, you take your kids there, too, at 3 o'clock after they get out of school. All right. And it does start with Sam I Am. I want to let everybody know that, you know, it don't matter what you drink, whether it's Mad Dog 2020 or whether it is some Tito's, you know, and Tito's, by the way, he didn't make Tito's. And that's just an old, what was it, Chihuahua's name that they killed at, he killed the Chihuahua at Taco Bell, and quite frankly, he's not the mascot anymore, but Tito doesn't make, the good thing about Tito is he found some potatoes in Russia that make really good vodka, you know. And, you know, the good thing is all the vodka is organic. And that's what they say on the bottle, because every bottle that's brought up is actually dug up by little chihuahuas.
But Grey Goose is the best.
And potatoes in the field. Yeah. And Grey Goose is the best. You know why Grey Goose is the best? Is because all the Grey Gooses were always ugly ducklings. And they came and they grew up and they went to their high school reunion 5 years later. And they were all beautiful swans and beautiful Grey Gooses. And they actually used to be black and gray and ugly, and I said, listen, you know, you got to go to hair factory in Ormond Beach, and they, you know, they cut your feathers, you know. And honestly, if it's a little too much for you, we'll make sure we don't rather your feathers. You know, we got you know, good music to listen to, and John Mayer comes there and he talks about how his body is a wonderland, and but it wasn't a wonderland, by the way, don't wonder butter, but I don't know where that happened, but John, he should stop coming there, right? We should kick John.
The guitar's
too much. I mean, John tried to play banjo. We kicked him out the other day, right?
Butter's warm.
Him and Katy Perry both, yeah. Huh?
Butter's warm.
Butter's definitely warm. You know, and honestly,
it's
done very, very carefully in a microwave for like 15 seconds. But, you know, that's all you have to do. And Ramsey said it was okay, too. You know, Ramsey is our number one fan. As a matter of fact, he comes in the morning, you know, and we actually have our cinnamon buns. They're shipped from...
He comes in the morning?
He comes in the morning, just like most guys. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes there's nothing there, and you just wake up, and it's there. You know, you come, you go. Sometimes people help you. But, you know, honestly, I think the world should come together. And, you know, have more...
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I think so. So we usually have our cinnamon buns.
That should be the subject.
So,
why women don't take care of their men.
I think that's a good subject to talk about. As a matter of fact, we should also talk about how the best cinnamon buns come from, you know, old gas stations in Tennessee, in Nashville.
That has nothing to do with why women don't take care of their men.
I don't think men take care of the women either, by the way. This is a big problem.
But, okay, so if women take care of their men, don't you think men would take care of their women?
Nope.
Why?
Because men are selfish.
So are women.
No. If you think about the fact that women have, let's be, you know, scientific about this, or just statistical, a harder time with getting connected with themselves. And just
connected as in what?
Getting off. It takes them a little bit more to get off. Guys, you know, I realized like later in life that I can get off probably to, you know, I don't know, an old Victoria's Secret magazine, you know, that's halfway ripped, and you know.
But why can't you just fuck your woman and get off.
Yeah, but we can do that quickly, and guys are selfish.
Okay, but why can't you just do that? Why won't women just do that for their men?
This is a big problem. Actually, we have some real conversations talking about. Because you women, you actually have more nerve endings than we do. Matter of fact, you guys,
but you know what?
For some reason, you guys can't get off, and we can get off quicker than you. But you have more nerve endings.
But if you want to fuck, and I don't, and you want to get off, then I'm going to give it to you.
The first problem is they actually interrupt you and don't listen. Here's the problem, ladies. Let's be honest with each other. And quite frankly, you know, we can practice makes perfect. You can come see me. We'll talk about my schedule, and maybe we can work it out and see what we can do to make things better for all you beautiful females out there. Because quite frankly, all you women, you're all beautiful to me. You're Mother Nature.
You are the you just like pussy.
You are mountains in the sky. Right? You are the breeze in the air. Right? You are the water that makes my mouth quench, but then makes me not thirsty again. I want to let you guys know I always appreciate you guys. And I really don't understand. It's really a problem that you guys have twice the nerve endings, four times the nerve endings. Matter of fact, you might have 10 times the nerve endings that we have to satisfy yourselves. But quite frankly, for some reason, you guys are less satisfied. So I'm going to make it my personal effort.
But the point is that you should satisfy your man, period, whether you get off or not.
And that's why I love my girl Elle right here, because she's actually the root of the problem. She's not thinking about herself. You're not thinking about yourself. I think you women need to think more about yourself, not about your man.
Oh, when you want to have sex,
women should make it something like you can't get this unless you get me off. Maybe you women should change the whole game up.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying.
No, you don't.
Of course I do. Go ahead and continue then.
What happens in the morning when you wake up? Be hard?
Not necessarily. It depends. Depends.
Okay. Yeah, but when you are hard, you want to fuck?
No. Not necessarily.
Okay, so when you have a hard-on, you want to screw?
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because sometimes, I wake up in the morning and I want something to eat, some sugar, right? And I wake up, I know I have a hard-on, you know? And I wake up and I let my hard-on, stare me in the right direction.
Usually, if you had a girl that you could just do it?
If I had a girl
and get off without having to worry about her.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't feel like I want to. I'm not going to rape her. I'll usually wake her up and slap her in the face a couple times, maybe choke her up, and then just, or sing to her and say, I'm about to put it in your butt. I mean, usually I'm about to put it in your butt. What's up?
But I like it in my
What's
butt.
Up? With no Vaseline, you know what I mean?
Fuck it up.
My name is Tony. No, honestly, she has a point. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm a bicycle when I wake up.
So,
unless my kickstand, I can't, roll over.
Listen.
Linda.
You wake up in the morning if you want to have sex, and the girl doesn't, you have sex. She gives it to you. Mm-hmm. Whether she gets off or not, it doesn't matter. She's giving it to you because that's your guy. That's what you guys want. Go to work, you come home. You guys want to, you both want to have sex. So you do it. You both want to get off.
Right.
So you take care of each other.
Right. And?
And?
You go putt-putt golfing. You don't need a putt.
And
you
then
need,
you go putt-putt golfing.
And you don't need it.
You put it in the hole.
Girl, you don't need no club
hole
with me.
One.
I just pull my dick out.
Hole in one.
All right. And,
but the point is.
And you lie.
When
and
you,
tell them you got
want
a hole
to take
one.
Care of your woman, you take care of her. When you want to take care of your man, you take care of him.
So basically what she's trying to say is, basically you women, you just be quiet and take it. And Selena Gomez, you have to marry Tony Puglisi. Because honestly, the weekend wasn't good enough for you, but they used to call me 7 days a week. They used to call me overtime.
Not true.
They used to call me overtime.
You just told me
they used to call me overtime.
You wake up with a hard on.
They used to call me double overtime. They used to call me, he don't quit.
That's not true.
But they said it quickly.
That's not true. You just got done saying that you wake up with a hard on and you want to eat.
They used to call me Hammer. Hammer time. They used to call...
You're so full of shit.
I'm sure MC Hammer and me, we get along very well.
How's that?
Because when I hang pictures of Selena Gomez, which by the way, Selena Gomez, I love you, Selena. I love you. I love you, girl.
She's pretty hot.
She is pretty hot.
I'd fuck her too.
No, honestly, I would.
On her face.
I wouldn't fuck her like that and sit on her face because, quite frankly, guys don't sit on girls' faces. That's fucked up. Okay.
No, it's not.
And you know,
girls understand each other.
Selena, I'll make sure that we'll have a restraining order against Elle because I know she wants to sit on your face. But honestly, like, it doesn't matter, like, how big your, like, your fish tank is. She's not going to, don't worry, she'll get all the algae away. Jesus Christ, what happened? I'm sorry, Selena. Oh, I'm talking about the Selena that died, okay?
No, Selena would never be the same.
I'm talking about Selena that died. The one that, like,
she'd be very happy.
Yeah, she would, you know, especially because I can make a good taco, burrito.
Oh, I was talking about me, not you.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, I don't know where they came up with chalupas, because chalupa sounds like a Star Trek fucking taco that they have in the woods with Chewbacca. Like, what do you want? Oh, the chalupa with Chewbacca. All right, that's how I change subjects when we're especially off the. Oh my God, I will kill your cat slowly. I'm sorry, the cat just likes to fuck up the couches.
No.
And she says no, and that's all she does, and then walks away. And, yeah, that's how she parents.
What do you want me to do?
26. Oh, 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 it's the Tony and Laura show. That's right, we're back again, and that's been a long, long, long time. And that's what she said, too. But we did miss you. We did miss you. That's why we came back to come back and say, what's up? What's up, y'all? Anyway, we don't really have a topic, so we're just going to swing this like usual. And we're just going to say, you know, we really thought about this, and we thought about it long and hard. Like,
we didn't.
Well, no. That's what she said again. I'm sorry, that never gets old.
I thought about it long and hard, but it wasn't long and hard.
And that's what, you know, it's very, there's a lot of disappointment out there. And I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to start the subject off as disappointment. Now, how should we react to disappointment? Should we take it personal? Should we actually,
what kind of disappointment?
Should we get emotional about it? And then that's true. And that's probably something we should talk about too, but just general disappointment. And if you're talking about, let's go ahead and just get to the point. Sexual disappointment. That's what we're going to talk about. Sexual disappointment. All right. So how do you put it lightly, or how do you tell your partner, after you've been sexually disappointed, you know, that you're disappointed, goddammit. You know, without hurting their feelings, and, you know, and playing It's a Small World after all, and you know, winking at them. It's like, you know,
I
get the hint. You just flat out tell them. Okay, so what would you say?
I would tell them they need to take care of me if they didn't fucking take care of me. Period.
And that's usually where disappointment comes in. Somebody gets taken care of and the other person doesn't. And obviously that's...
There's other ways you can take care of somebody if you can't take care of them with your...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, there's plenty of things you can do. I mean, thank God that God blessed us, and, well, hopefully your mom blessed you with fingers and a mouth.
Exactly.
And well, maybe even some toes. Make sure you cut your toenails, everybody. But, and make sure you clean yourself. God damn it, you guys need to clean yourself. There's a lot of dirty-ass people out there. I'm sorry.
Stinky-ass people, too.
Stinky-ass people. I mean, don't get off work after you've done fried some fish and shit, and you had to fish, and then you don't know if it's your girl or you. And you're kind of confused, and then she's confused, too.
That's
and,
not a good thing.
And next you know, you're buying douche for no reason.
And then you're asking, what is chicken of the sea? Is this chicken or tuna?
Yeah, that's what Jessica Simpson said. But we're going to keep it very simple. And I think that what you should do is you should tell them, you definitely should communicate and let them know that you're not satisfied. And if you're a man and you haven't satisfied your woman, I suggest all women tell him, what are you? What the fuck is, are you a man? I mean, and get to his pride. And then, you know, and say, you know, you can't satisfy your woman. You know, what do I need to do? Call Tyrone? I mean, what do I need to do? And then, honestly, I think what he'll do is if he, you know, number one, he'll either leave and get mad and shut the door and then come back later, you know, with a hard on because he went to the bathroom, you know, and pulled out the Victoria's Secret magazines that you left out on top of the toilet, you know. And then he'll come in and, you know, he'll make it happen for you. But just be ready, girls. Just be ready because he's going to come back. Just fuck with his pride. He'll come back. And that's my suggestion. Just fuck with his pride. Tell him he's a little bitch and he can't, you know, you got to hit the pussy right. What do you want me to do? I mean, honestly, the neighbor was looking good the other day. And the milkman, if he was still around, you know, he might still be getting some. So just make sure you keep your women happy because they will. They'll roll from you if you don't make them happy. All right. This is going a little extreme. I understand. Right?
Yeah.
Is it extreme? No, I don't think it's extreme. I think we're just trying to set up a message. And women, if you're not making your man happy,
You should always make your man happy.
I think men understand that, you know, women are a little more complex. As a matter of fact, you know, if they're not emotionally ready for sex, you have to make them emotionally ready for sex. Usually that means all the bills are paid, and maybe you cooked, you know, dinner that night. You know, I personally like to wear a chef's hat.
Always take care of your man.
Always take care, of course. And yes, I like the way that you think of Laura. Always take care of him. So how would you take care of your man, Laura?
Feed him, fuck him, suck him. Don't nag him. Don't be a bitch. Don't be an asshole. Don't be jealous.
Don't be jealous. Yes, don't be jealous and feed them. That's a good one. That's a good one. But if you can't cook, just give it up. Just give it up and say, hey, can't cook. You know, you try to cook. I mean, maybe you can like go into the cookbooks and start trying to learn. And, you know, maybe you can get better over time. But if you
what
can,
would you prefer?
Well, I would prefer you not to like. Well, I would prefer good sex over in a meal. But you know, it depends on. You know, what kind of meal? I don't want to have beans first and then have sex, because then that's a problem. That's
a
problem.
You know what a good meal is.
Yeah, of course. I've always liked a good meal. I think everybody enjoys a good meal. Every man, you know, obviously, I think women know that through the kitchen and through food, you know, you get to a man's heart. You know, we love our food. We love our food. We love...
Eat them, fuck them, suck them.
That's right. We're kind of simple. We're very simple creatures.
Very simple.
Very simple creatures.
Don't fucking nag and don't be jealous.
Now she's talking to you women. That's what she. And this is. She's
jealousy is the worst fucking emotion ever.
Yeah, jealousy is the worst ever. And as a matter of fact, if your partner's jealous, I think what you should do is just get, instead of actually, you know, obviously you're gonna argue about it. I'm not jealous. You know why you go through my phone? You know you're gonna go through this over and over again.
Phone.
You know, but you can go through a man's phone if you're married. You should be able to open your phone up and let him go through it, and there's no problem unless you're cheating.
That's agreed upon.
If it's unless you're cheating, you know, and then but if she it shows that she's jealous, you know, but then you got to realize what is the point of the problem? Why is she jealous? What did you do to make her jealous? If she didn't do anything to make her jealous, that is absolutely a problem. So what you do instead of cooking dinner, you just make jelly sandwiches. You know that way. And you make them for a week straight. You know, that way she knows that she's being jealous and she's going to stop that shit, you know. Especially if she can't cook. I mean, because honestly, Hungry Man dinners, they don't last. There's a no-go of Hungry Man dinners. Don't do the Hungry Man dinners. Matter of fact, I'm still hungry if I ever ate one of those, because they're not really.
They're not.
So, I think we touched on one part of that subject, but let's touch on other parts of that subject, because I think that a lot of people don't really understand, you know, if somebody is in...
Most women don't understand men, period.
Well, I mean, yeah, well...
They want what they want.
Wow, okay.
They do. They want what they want.
She said... You're saying they're selfish?
Most women are selfish, yes.
Well, I think women become selfish over time. What they do is they slowly mold their man into what they want them to be. They control every aspect of their lives, and men, you know, they take that because they just want that one pump on Wednesdays. If it's hump day or if it's Saturdays, you know, it doesn't matter.
Sex is sex.
You know, he just wants that one pump, and if he's not getting that one pump, you let him have the pump. Now I'm not talking about the penis pump. If you hand him that, then there's a problem.
I'm not talking about a penis pump.
I know. We're just playing though. So yeah. So anyway, we're thinking about, you know, and again, the topic was
disappointment.
Disappointment. So there's a lot of disappointment. I mean, you can be disappointed in your the significant other's work and the amount of money or that they're bringing in. You know, you can say, you know, you're not holding your own weight. You know, you need to go, you know, make a lemonade stand with the kids and, you know, charge an extra dollar. I mean, make something happen. I personally like, my significant other to work on the corners. You know, I know the corners. As a matter of fact, Cat Williams, me and Cat got together the other day, and we had a fight, you know, but, you know, Cat, he swung, he missed me because he was short. I knew he was going to come up. He was going to try to hit me with an uppercut.
But what happens with disappointment? How do you get disappointed?
Well, Cat was disappointed when he didn't hit me. But anyway, my wife stood there and she made some good money. Okay. And I was happy. I was happy after that because she came home and she didn't give it up. She didn't do nothing. All she did is just stand on the corner and she dressed like a bum, like I told her to. And she said, and she had a scooter. She said, that's my only ride. And she made herself look different because I don't want the neighbors to recognize her. And she made some pretty good money. And then she rolled her scooter over to the Mercedes we have. And then she drove right back home. And then this is something that you guys should all listen to, because I mean, this is the way that you can make your man happy. You know, and don't come home unless you got my money. Don't come home unless I got my money.
Don't come home unless you bring bacon.
Of course, I'm just kidding. So disappointment
what
is not
disappointment.
What breeds disappointment?
Yeah.
What breeds disappointment is high expectations, yeah. And well, some people also get lazy too. You know, they change. They're not the person you thought they were. That kind of disappoints
you. Maybe you didn't get to know them.
That's true.
Maybe you don't really know them.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to
disappoint. Maybe they weren't honest about who they are.
Yeah, that's definitely a way to disappoint somebody.
Which most women are. They will be anything you want them to be just to get you, and then they change.
I'm very disappointed when my significant other doesn't correctly play charades right, and you know, and she does not make any fucking sense, and she can't draw worth a shit for Pictionary. I mean, I really had we've been practicing art the whole week, you know.
I can draw something real well.
Well, if when you take her to Michael's when they have art day and you teach her how to draw and she's still not doing things right, the only thing she can draw is a penis. I don't understand that. I just don't understand. And it happens to be on my face when we get drunk every time. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. I don't agree with it. Well, you know, I'm actually not disappointed about that. That's fine. It's kind of funny. At least we try to keep it. We try to keep it funny. Matter of fact, you know, she's kind of funny looking, you know. I tell her that after, you know, when I have sex with her. That way she feels insecure and I feel good about myself. and then I walk out. Then I walk out with my clown outfit. All right. So obviously we kind of go off the whim here and we're talking about anything that comes to mind. And I know it's been quite some time since you've heard, oh, it's the Tony and Laura show. But we did want to make sure that we came back and said hello. Anyway, why don't y'all hit us up? We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Oh, it's the Tony and Laura show. Yeah, we just took a little break, but we're right back at you. And I think we're going to kind of carry this conversation right back into what we like to talk about, what everybody likes to talk about, or at least hear about and laugh their ass off, is relationships, whether they're good, whether they're bad. Whether they make you sad or glad or feeling bad about the things you never had. So, Laura,
yes.
You just brought up a good point.
Okay.
And that point was, what should you expect out of your significant other?
All so, depends. What are you going to expect? Are you asking me what I expect out of my man?
Or what you think everybody should expect. Or what? Give some people some advice.
Well, you should let a man be a man. Don't nag him. Don't be jealous. Feed him. Fuck him. Suck him.
Back on the point.
Be his fucking backbone. Be his boundary. Be something that he can come home to and be happy with. Somebody he can talk to and somebody he can lay his head against, period.
Absolutely. And honestly, it means we like to lay a head against it. But if you talk too much, don't talk too much, please.
Exactly.
But if you, we like to lay our heads on your pillows. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's why she's my co-host. That's my dog. That's my dog. Listen very closely, ladies. Listen very, very closely.
What do you expect from women?
What I expect from women is I expect them to literally just be also somebody that helps rise you up, not take you down.
Yeah.
Somebody also that, whether or not you know, you guys agree or not agree, that learns how to let things go. Because, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go ahead and let it out there. Sometimes I think women, and sometimes even men, you know, they hold on to things too long. Remember back in 1995 when you went out and, you know, and you lost the oar in the boat and we went in circles for an hour. You know, you don't say that around their family and friends. Don't embarrass me like that.
No,
I'm just saying that. Or maybe the one time that y'all went out and decided to go to the strip club, you know, together. And, you know, maybe
how
it was a good time. It was a great time.
It'd be a good time.
It was a great time. But then, you know, she said you could have two dances. You end up with three, you know, but,
I'm going to buy you dances.
And then, you know, she got mad at you because you didn't, you know, respect the rules. I mean, but maybe you couldn't hear third song. Maybe they played Rap City and it was a little too long.
No. Why does there have to be rules if you're going to strip club?
Well, maybe on a budget. I don't know. Why? I don't know. There should be rules. I think there should be rules when it comes to involving other sex or couples or family. I mean, swingers. I mean, they generally also have rules for the most part.
You got to have rules.
You got to have guidelines.
Goes back to what? Communication.
Communication.
Trust. Loyalty.
And making sure that the whips don't have hooks on the end, because that hurts, god damn it.
No, I don't want whips.
I don't have that. All I have is a leash that's extractable. that way I can run away and she can't touch me. And then she hands me a piece of chalk and we make circles. And the neighbor's like, what are all these circles? I mean, don't worry about it. Just let the kids play in it. But no, seriously, y'all, I think everybody should have guidelines. And I mean, whatever your guidelines are. I have to say, my personal experience is when I've met people. And I'm not saying I'm in this situation because, you know, personally,
We're both single.
Yeah, we're both single, you know, ready to mingle. You can catch me on singlemingle.com or what's the other one? Farmers.com. But I don't
have no clue.
I don't have I'm on farmers.com, y'all, but I'm not a farmer, but I do have a hoe.
In Oklahoma? Did you bring her to Oak?
Oh, not in Oklahoma. No, I brought her to Oak and brought her home.
Did she choke?
Oh, she choked, but no, but I didn't provoke. It was all her fault. So anyway, So I think everybody should have guidelines, and every relationship should have guidelines. And the happiest people I've ever, you know, met and couples that have lasted, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they actually generally kind of, you know, they get it. They have kind of like an open relationship.
They
you
accept
know.
Each other for who they are.
Yeah, and it's that's a good thing. I mean, they understand that, you know, if you look at a girl's butt when she walks by, you know, you should, you know, you
I'm
should.
I'm going to be looking at her butt too.
She should. Just don't smack it too hard, you know, because honestly, I mean, you shouldn't do that. Shouldn't touch other people when they walk by. So I don't suggest that. But what generally how you should initiate this whole process is just let your man, you know, go run naked in the woods, you know, and then, you know, let the animal come out of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but hopefully he doesn't.
Let him be him.
If he fucks an animal, then leave. Run.
Yeah, right?
Don't look back. Don't look back. But let him loose, like, you know, on a naked beach or something, you know, and then see if he likes, you know, old women, because then you'll know he'll like you when you get older, you know? Especially if, you know, she has, you know, she gives a good gummies.
Yeah, but if she accepts you for who you are, she's going to like you when you get older.
Yes, yes. And honestly, play loud music. That way she can't hear too well, you know, at an early age. And that, and you just have to use body language, if you know what I mean. So I think this is all good advice. What do you think, Laura?
Absolutely.
Just never tell her that you start a fire or start the star log. She didn't know the whole time. Okay.
Oh, really?
You got to be the man and just
is that what you did to my
take it to the grave. No. Your fireplace.
Yeah. Did you use starter logs?
No, I didn't use fire. No, I used lint. And I put it inside of a toilet paper roll, and then I put some Vaseline on it, and I lit that shit on fire.
Petroleum.
Yeah, that's she wondered why it had extra glow and extra colors in there, and I just said, well, that's, you know, I'm magical like that because they call me the fire man. And, you know, and also I do have the magic stick. It was a nice fire.
Very nice fire.
It did have some chemical smells, and everybody passed out. But when they woke up, it was still going. So it's okay.
It's okay if it's still going.
It's,
I like it.
As long as it keeps going.
Up
and that,
going.
That goes back to relationships. You got to keep the fire going in relationships. You got to keep the fire
you
going.
Do.
So don't ever put chemicals in a fire and then make s'mores. Because, you know, when people pass out and they wake up and, you know, they wonder why there's white stuff all over the face and they realize it's not what they thought it was. It was just a marshmallow. That's all. You know, I mean, I don't know what happened to you. I mean, maybe you have an allergic reaction to marshmallows. And then now when you see him in any type of reunion or any type of get-together, you just call him the Marshmallow Man. Whatever you want to call him, but don't call him...
Just call him.
Just make sure he comes.
Absolutely.
Or she.
That's the white stuff.
Anyway, they probably will never have marshmallows with you again. That's fine. That's fine. But, you know, they probably also won't have sweet potatoes with you either. You know, but, you know. But, you know, you look at your wife when you make that sweet potato pie and say, girl, I love you. Girl, I love you. And I love your sweet potato pie. You know, and then when she gets upset at you, make sure you have some leftovers so you can put it in the microwave, stick your dick in it.
Don't let her get upset with you then.
I won't let her get upset with me. If she does, it's okay.
You gotta make her happy.
It's okay. I'll go sleep on the couch. I got PlayStation 4 out there. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Even though she comes out when I'm playing, it's just one game. It's like a DJ game. You know, I'm making beats, and she comes out and says that shit sucks. You know, and I'm you know what? I don't care. I'm still doing the Polydale pump, pump. You know, but that's what I usually.
As long as you're pumping it.
Well, I was pumping it. Actually, I was jacking off, and I just actually raised my hand up real quick, act like I was pumping, you know, to my beat. But it was me.
But
just
as long as she took care of you.
She thought I was doing that, but I wasn't doing that. Oh, I promise, I wasn't doing that. Or maybe it was. I don't know.
Maybe she took care of the pump.
Maybe she did. I encourage that. You know, touch yourself, feel yourself. You know,
love yourself.
Make a booger collection and call it the Booger Man. Whatever you want to do. But, you know, whatever you do, please, you know, make sure that your others are taken care of. We just talked about this earlier, and we were talking about disappointment. Am I right about disappointment? Nobody wants to be disappointed. Right, Laura?
Absolutely.
I'm kind of disappointed right now. You know why I'm disappointed?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I think, you know why? Because,
because
I can't get my money back when I play the lotto. It has every time, and there's no money back on the lotto. Okay, that was cheesy. But, you know, here's a cheese joke. If you have a white friend, slap some cheese on their face and say, I like cheese with my crackers. Yeah. That's actually pretty funny. But the funny thing is, if you actually heat the cheese up, and then, you know, or what should you do? If you have a friend that's all alone and feel lonely, you know, and you're trying to make them happy again. How would you make them happy?
Why are they unhappy?
Well, they'd be for many reasons. Maybe they're sitting on your couch because, you know, the wife said you're a little bitch, and you know, I don't know. You guys, why would you make up something? Not anybody can be unhappy at all times.
Why are they unhappy?
Because they go roller skating every Wednesday, and he can't do it no more. He fell down, and now they call him B-Bump.
You should accept him for who he is.
Okay, we're getting cheesy here. Obviously, cheese and crackers. We're talking about some cheesy ass shit. But I don't know, Dora. You tell me something.
I don't know what to tell you right now.
All right, so we're gonna get out off the show for out. That's done.